Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
Oh, yeah.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
This segment is the best of 2018.
This is going to be a little different show. We're going to recap the year with our top 10 picks.
You bet. Another year and 23 restaurants bite the dust. This was a tough year to review restaurants since we had a run of mediocre venues. Jim and I sat down, locked ourselves in our office, and tried to pick the best 10 restaurants by pondering over the reviews we did last year.
Is that what you want to call it, pondering?
Pondering is such an understatement. It was like yelling, screaming, biting, kicking. We do that a lot when we do our initial review of a restaurant.
And just in life in general.
We do that too. Yeah, we do. This was going on while the citizens of Huntley waited and watched for the puffs of white or black smoke to come out of our chimney, signifying that a decision was reached. They do this when they elect a pope in Rome. Get it?
Get it, people.
So sit back with a hot toddy, put your feet up, pop an antacid, and take a calorie-laden trip with us down memory lane. Note, all of these restaurants are handicap accessible, so no worries, people.
Number 10.
It's Chewy's in Schaumburg. Not the guy who's running for mayor. This is Chewy's. We were impressed with their homemade tortilla chips.
Oh, they're the best.
They were really, really good. They're probably the best we've ever had.
They were. And boy, I couldn't stop eating them.
Nancy's Shrimp and Cheese Chile Leleños, $11.89, were awesome.
They were. They were different.
You're a big chile relleno fan.
Mm-hmm, and I've never had any with shrimp in it.
And that was good.
It was good. It was very, very good. And I know Chewy's is a chain of a restaurant, but
is it really?
I think so.
Oh,
but it's wonderful. Number nine. Grumpy Goat in Elgin. Try their jalapeno cornbread muffins, $1.50 each. They are excellent. I won with my CBB burger for $12. The bourbon candied bacon put it over the top. Their mini desserts for $1 each are a deal. Especially the beignets with caramel sauce. Those were the best.
I like this place because they have different things. The little mini desserts, that's a good idea. For a buck, you get a little taste of it. And their cornbread muffins for $1.50. Hey, you want a muffin, it's $1.50.
I know, and it was so good with the jalapenos in it, too.
It was good.
It was yummy. In the tummy.
And what's not to like about bourbon candied bacon? Come on, seriously.
That made the burger. That made it. I mean, you could just bite into a burger, but you had to really rip apart like that bacon because it was really thick. It was really good. Did you get it?
You did that well.
I could be a little doggy. Woof, woof. Okay.
Are you through now?
I'm done. I can't help it.
Number eight.
This is Good Tequila in Elk Grove Village.
Village? Okay.
I didn't know there was such a thing as bad tequila, but this is good tequila.
I know. All tequila is good tequila.
And I had the granddaddy of all burritos, namely the Burrito Loco for $7.25.
Yeah.
Which loosely translates to crazy burrito. It's one of their lunch specials. And for 7.25, seriously? This 10-inch monster burrito was filled with beans, rice, beef, and chicken with beef tips on the side. Seriously?
The beef tips were really good, too.
I mean, most times you get a burrito, it's like all beans and no meat to them or anything. You know, this one was a lot of stuff. Uh-oh. Bug in the studio.
Another bug in the studio, and I'm not killing it this time.
it was really a good burrito. I mean, it was tasty. I ate half of it for lunch the next day. It was really, really good.
Huge. Absolutely huge.
And this restaurant is number one on the beautiful decor category.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they spared no expense. All the chair backs were like painted, plus they were like relief. There was like carved. It was hard to
describe. It was carved, and they were painted, and they were like parrots. And I mean, it was just, they were gorgeous. And the tabletops had
the
scenery, and it was beautiful. The booths were gorgeous. They even had an Adobe what do you call it?
Hostess stand. Yes, they
when
did.
When you walk in.
That's
it was
right.
Really cool looking. I mean, everything about it was classy.
It was.
For, you know, a Mexican restaurant, you don't see stuff like that.
No, they went all out.
They did. Number seven. Porky's in Woodstock. This unassuming little shack in the Harley-Davidson parking lot has some of the best barbecue around. You can ask Chef Poulin. From TTD Paris.
Mm-hmm.
He was the owner and chef there.
And believe it or not, he recommended this restaurant to us.
And we went very quickly over there because if he was going to sit there and recommend this little shack, we figured it had to be good.
Truthfully, I mean, if this guy's a world-renowned French chef.
You betcha.
He says go to this little barbecue shack. Okay, we were there.
And it was good. My little piggy over here liked their porky wings.
I still don't know what those porky wings were.
I don't neither, because I didn't know pigs could fly.
What part of the pig the wing was, but boy, it was good. It was really good.
Our opinions differed on who won, though, over here. I loved the pulled pork, and you loved the brisket.
Mm-hmm.
So we both loved our dinners, so we decided, you know, sometimes you just got to go with, I love one, you love another, and we both won.
I go back there for the piggy wings.
I know. I never heard of pig wings.
I don't know, but it was good. It was really good. Number six. This is China Bistro in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
And this one actually made Nancy very happy.
Mm-hmm.
The chef is very accommodating, and he will he'll basically make anything you want within reason, of course. You know, you ask him for something stupid.
I didn't ask for stupid.
You know, like a broiled sea urchin or something. No, he won't do that. But within reason, he'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was even able to keep fussy Nancy happy.
I know. I was so happy when he said, I'll make it any way you want it. I says, really? Okay, we're starting off with this first. I want this, and this. And he did everything.
Oh, I feel bad for the waiter that takes care of you. Their egg rolls are a nice start before dinner. They're mm-hmm. good egg rolls. I do like those.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite dish there is a sweet and sour king for $10.95. That was a winner.
Yeah.
And that's chicken, shrimp, and beef. And it's all like deep fried in a sweet and sour sauce.
It's deep fried with some kind of coating.
Yeah. Like breaded and deep fried.
Yeah.
And the dish is all meat. They give you like a couple of pieces of peppers and stuff, but it's all meat.
Yeah.
So I had enough like for 2 days and I was still full.
Yeah. And being the pig that you are, you looked for all the meat.
Thank you.
You like the big stuff.
I do.
You know, and I would have sat there and said, ooh. I like the vegetables, too. See, I would like more onions and green peppers in it.
See, because I'm a manly man. I go for the meat.
Yeah, you go for the gusto.
I certainly do.
Next one is number five. Ricardo's in Schaumburg. An abundance of great Italian food at reasonable prices. Check out their Dinner for Two specials for only $35 total.
I mean, how can you go wrong with that? Seriously?
You can't.
Two people eating for $35 in a regular sit-down restaurant?
I know.
That's hard to do at some fast food places.
Mm-hmm. We both won at this restaurant, except maybe for Jim. I did have a lot of garlic that night.
Oh, boy.
I did. I had garlic dressing. I had garlic shrimp de jong pasta.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Now, I've gotten used to the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
There's The only thing that really, really puts it over to the top is this wasn't on our list because we didn't review them, but you go to Ahmad Pizza.
Yes, and we have a new Ahmad Pizza on Algonquin Road next to McAllister's Deli.
Yes, we do. We're going to have to try them
on Randall Road.
And but you get this garlic pizza there.
I get pizza. I put all my toppings on it, but I ask for roasted garlic.
Oh, my goodness.
They put on a lot of cloves for me because I said I like it.
I mean, vampires are leaving in droves, just getting away from it. It is horrible.
For days.
Seriously, for days.
I know. You make me feel really bad. I've been eating this for a long time because it started, my pizza started in Schaumburg. And when I went bowling last year, I used to get it. And you used to complain. And I'm like, why do you complain? I always eat garlic.
What did it was when you had that. Then the next day we went on this bus trip. I was next to you on the bus.
Because you were next to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Number four.
Four. Just like golf.
It's Yu's in Schaumburg. Uh-oh. We have a taste for Chinese food again. Uh-oh. This place offers consistently good Chinese food, especially their Mongolian beef.
Oh, it's to
it's
die for.
Really good. We went there one night, and we tried the Mandarin dinner for two for $18.95 each.
Mm-hmm.
It was not bad.
No, because we got to try a little of everything when we reviewed it.
They give you everything from soup to the ever-popular poop-poop platter.
Oh, I love the poop-poop platter.
Nobody likes to call it a poop-poop platter.
I know.
I don't know why. Tell it like it is. It's a poo-poo platter.
Well, they don't have it on the menu as a poo-poo platter.
I think probably some sampler or something.
Yeah, it's a sampler, but no, we call it the...
A poo-poo platter.
Call it what it always was called in the Dark Ages, a poo-poo platter.
Exactly. They also have lunch specials, which include super salad, egg roll, wonton, fried rice, and entree. Oh, they're also a good deal.
They are.
They are.
Very reasonable. And we went 2 weeks straight for lunch.
Because, you know, once you have Chinese food, you got to have it again.
You got to, you know.
You got to have it again.
Number three. Miller's Ale House in Schaumburg.
This is one of your favorites, isn't it?
Well, I like it because they give you a lot of good food.
Okay.
You know,
fair
I just
enough.
Went there for lunch yesterday.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I like it. I won at this restaurant with the Zinger's Mountain Melt for $11.99. which was out of this world. Zinger's Mountain Melt is like boneless chicken wings, like little tenders or something you could call them, really. And they'll put any sauce you want, like for the chicken wings.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You yes. Don't say really. Don't you remember?
No.
You had them the next day.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Were
for
they
lunch?
Good? I enjoyed them.
You did. But they put them over French fries.
Ah.
Loaded. French fries.
Uh-huh.
So just make sure you ask for extra crispy fries mm-hmm. when you get this because the fries have to be extra crispy to stand up to all that goop that they put on. You know, the cheese and it's loaded potato. You know, French fries are really good. And don't pass up dessert. I say dessert, you know, I can take it or leave it. Not here. Captain Jack's Buried Treasure for $5.95.
Oh, that I do remember.
You will be sorry if you pass it up because it is to die for. Every time I tell my friends they have to have it, they order it, and they say, oh, my God, it's to die for. I says, I told you. You know, and they say, well, help me. I says, no, I had it once. I'm not eating anymore because once I start, I can't stop.
We're going to keep you in suspense exactly what it is, but trust us.
It's good.
Have it. Don't pass it up.
Exactly.
Number two. This is the Bavarian Lodge in Lisle.
Mm-hmm.
We voted this restaurant the winner for the best potato pancake of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nancy's favorite German restaurant since they have the best combo plate ever.
Ever. I'm saying ever.
It's like a taste of Germany. They have everything.
Oh.
They have what? Pork schnitzel?
Sauerkraut to die for.
That sauerkraut was really, really good.
They have pork schnitzel that was so crispy
mm-hmm.
and wonderful.
Because you like pork schnitzel better than Wiener schnitzel.
Well, because it's a baby cow. And I did try Wiener schnitzel now, and I still had a hard time swallowing it.
And then they have this giant Thuringer on there.
Oh, that was a meal in itself.
I think that was it, wasn't
it?
Oh,
it was huge.
The Thuringer, the pork schnitzel, and the sauerkraut.
And the potato pancakes.
Potato pancakes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a nice light meal.
And?
What?
You also get, I think, the spätzle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that whole schmeggy was $15.95.
Yeah, and it is worth the ride to Lyle.
But it is a very light meal, so. All right, babe. Tell them what our number one pick is for this year.
Maybe we should keep them in suspense a little longer.
We got 10 minutes yet.
Okay, maybe we should go then, because okay. I have to do something else right away.
And I'm getting hungry.
Okay. Number one is Addison's Steakhouse in McHenry. This restaurant is a hidden gem. It may not look or have the quiet ambiance of high-end restaurants or steakhouses, but Jim would put their steaks up against the best of them.
I would. This is a little hidden gem, honestly. I mean, we just found this place recently, and it's unassuming. They have TVs on the walls. You would never guess that.
You would never think. No. It's more of a sports bar ambiance. But I had a wonderful, wonderful seafood trio that would knock your socks off. If you like lobster, scallops, and crab stuffed shrimp, they were $54. But I had I didn't have two meals. I have to say, I ate it all. That's right. I ate it all. It was so good. But it was to die for. It was awesome. I mean, if you like it, you got to get it. I'm not a steak lover, so that's why I went for the seafood. Their calamari appetizer for $13 was to die for.
We've had a similar appetizer at Ruth Chris's, and this was like their version of it. Very, very close to it.
Very close. I mean, it's like a spitting image.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it all off, our dessert, the salted caramel brownie sundae for $7.50.
Oh, yeah.
Was out of this world. It was just out of this world. I mean, it was...
It was chocolate
salt
around the outside or the inside of the bowl, and it was good.
Yeah, and they had like flakes of chocolate on it. Best restaurant of 2018, hands down.
It was.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 on your FM dial. And walking into our studios as we speak, direct from the ancient land of the pharaohs, I give you the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-talking, mystical Mistress Nancy. Simsalabim, Mistress Nancy.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just one example of her mystical powers. Many more examples to follow.
No, it's right here in our script, you moron.
Do not give away the mystical Mistress Nancy's secrets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, I hold here in my hand a series of sealed envelopes which contain food-related questions.
Okay.
These envelopes were hermetically sealed and kept in a pickle jar in the mighty WHRU refrigerator under armed guard.
It was a Claussen pickle jar. Mistress Nancy knows all.
Yes, you do know all. No one has seen these questions. Absolutely no one.
Okay.
And what the mystical Mistress Nancy will attempt to do is, using only her mystical powers, as only mystical Mistress Nancy has.
In her mystical blonde head.
That's right. She will attempt to answer these questions. I think this intro is longer than the whole bit. I really do. And once she answers these questions, then and only then will the contents of the envelopes be revealed. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're ready for this, mystical mistress?
Yes. No. Would you just get on with it? I thought you'd never get to this part. You are wordy today.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Okay, let's have the first one.
Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
The Meltdown Diet.
The Meltdown Diet.
I just said that. What type of diet did the snowman go on?
Okay. Number two. I will hand you the envelope for the second question.
Thank you. Frosted snowflakes.
Frosted snowflakes.
Yes. What did the snowman have for breakfast?
I knew that was coming.
You wake up wet and there's a carrot on your pillow.
You wake up wet and there's a carrot on your pillow.
Do you have to repeat?
Yes.
How do you know that a snowman crawled into your bed with you? That's cute. Okay, give me the next one.
Okay, here it is.
Chili sauce.
Chili sauce.
What does Frosty the Snowman like to put on his ice burgers?
Oh, that's really bad. I'm sorry. That's bad.
I think it's cute.
Oh, okay, here's another envelope is coming to Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Thank you. A frosted one.
A frosted one.
What kind of mug does a snowman use for his root beer? I think these are cute. Don't moan. Okay. No groans.
How many more envelopes?
We got quite a few in there.
Hopefully we'll run out of time first.
Give me the next one then. Shut up.
Okay, here's the next envelope for Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Thank you. Ice Krispie Treats.
Ice Krispie Treats.
I said that. What is a snowman's favorite snack? May your Christmas tree be surrounded by yellow snow this year.
That wouldn't be good. No,
it wouldn't. Give me the next one, dear.
Okay, here's the next envelope.
Thank you. Now, quiet, please. I need quiet.
You do, huh?
I do.
I think the audience is giving us complete quiet now, too, I think.
Hush. Let's see. Oh, Frosty.
The answer is Frosty.
What did the snowman order at Wendy's?
I actually like that one.
I do, too. That's cute.
I like that one.
I like them all.
Oh, there's only a few more left.
Give it to me.
Okay, here's the next envelope. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Iced tea.
The answer is iced tea.
What is a snowman's favorite drink?
I saw that one coming.
Did you?
I knew that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the next one. Another envelope. Okay, we're hurrying. Another envelope. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Let's see. Quiet, please. I need quiet.
I know you do.
Quiet. My blonde brain can't think if it's noisy.
It's overheating. I see smoke coming out of yours as we speak. Okay.
Frosty the Dough Man.
The answer is I see why we don't get paid for this. The answer is Frosty the Dough Man.
What do you get when you cross Frosty with a baker?
I actually like that one.
I know. Okay. They're all good. I don't know what you're talking about.
We have three more envelopes, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
This is getting hard to do.
Here's the next one.
Thank you. I need complete concentration
here. I'm sure you do.
Snow caps.
Snow caps.
Those are my favorite little treats.
The answer is snow caps.
Yeah. What is a mountain's favorite type of candy?
Snow caps. Get it, people.
I love snow caps. May a camel spit in your eggnog.
Spit?
Spit? Just in case he doesn't, if he misses it, I got in it.
That's worse than
spit. with my spittle.
You're getting punchy from the holidays.
Not me, my love.
Okay, the next to the last envelope. Here it is, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Quiet. I need quiet.
You're getting quiet. I can do this for you.
Did you smell carrots?
That question, is that the answer?
Do you smell carrots?
That's the answer. Do you? That's the question answer. Do you smell carrots?
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
You got to think about that one. It's because their noses are carrots. Get it?
I know. You don't have to tell me. I've picked these. I mean, not my carrots or my nose. I mean, or whatever. Oh, God. This is getting true. Give me the last one because the best is always for last.
This is the last one.
Maybe I should have saved my curse for that. Give it to me. Hand me my last envelope.
There it is. Here's the last envelope.
Thank you. Quiet.
Okay.
Burritos.
Burritos.
What is the favorite Mexican food of snowmen? Oh, that's a fun sketch. I love that sketch to do. It's so much fun.
We need help. We really do. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww.
I know. But watch for our reviews next year. But until then, from our table to yours, we wish you happy holidays with
good times, good friends, and good food.